Those days were not lost on me, because even at 20 years of age, I knew I was seeing and being a part of something that was never to be again. Wartime London was its own world. There was an excess of drinking, whoring, fighting. Older British observers complained, "The trouble with you Yanks is that you're overpaid, oversexed, and over here." To which the Yanks would reply, "The trouble with you Limeys is that you are underpaid, undersexed, and under Eisenhower." E Company was adding officers with the aim of having two lieutenants per platoon, in expectation of casualties when combat began. One newcomer was Second Lieutenant Lynn Buck Compton. Born on the last day of 1921 in Los Angeles, he was an All-American catcher on the UCLA baseball team and played football for UCLA in the January 1, 1943 Rose Bowl game. Upon graduation from OCS, he went to Fort Benning. After completing jump school, he joined E Company in Altborn in December. "I remember feeling rather envious of those who had been at Tocoa," he wrote years later, "and felt sort of out of it as a new member of the company." Compton quickly learned that Lieutenant Nixon, now Battalion S2, resented jocks. Nixon put Compton in charge of physical training for the battalion, which in practice meant Compton had to lead the battalion on long runs, the only officer who had to do so. Whether as a result of this experience or because of his athletic background or because he liked to gamble, Compton was close to the NCOs and some of the enlisted men. Too close, some of the other officers felt. He got caught playing craps with some of the men and drew a reprimand from the XO, Lieutenant Winters. At 1100 hours on October 30th, Lieutenant Colonel Strayer was scheduled to inspect E Company. Sobel gave Lieutenant Winters orders to inspect the latrine at 1000 hours. A few minutes later, at about 0930 hours, Lieutenant Colonel Strayer told Winters to censor the enlisted men's mail. That was a job that could not be done at headquarters, so Winters hopped on his bicycle and rode to his quarters, a small room in a private home in Altborn. Promptly at 1000 hours, he returned, parked his bicycle outside the barracks, and entered to inspect the latrine. To his surprise, Sobel was there making his own inspection. Sobel walked past Winters, head down, giving no indication that he saw the XO. Behind him walked a most unhappy Private Joachim Mello, carrying a mop, soaking wet, dirty, badly needing a shave, hair uncombed.